Ed Royce, the Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is absolutely correct. The United States should stay in this P5+1 agreement with Iran simply because the agreement is totally verifiable. It is in the interest of everyone involved, including the United States, to be a party to this agreement. And for the United States to renege now on this deal with Iran is simply bad policy. Bad policy for a number of reasons. One, the national intelligence estimates of the 16 intelligence agencies of the United States government all corroborate the fact that Iran is not trying to achieve a weaponized nuclear program. These same intelligence agencies tell us that this agreement is totally verifiable, and that's an assessment that is shared by Mr. Trump's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, among others. When we start looking at this agreement, it's important to understand that Iran has agreed that 98% of their existing stockpile of uranium is going to be only enriched to a certain level. They are converting a limited number of centrifuges at Fordow to a non-uranium research activity. At Natanz, they are reducing their centrifuges from 20,000 to 5,060 using first-generation technology only. And, of course, the centrifuges that remain will only have a 3.67% uranium purity. They have agreed to dismantle their core of heavy water reactors at Al-Rak. And last but not least, that core will be replaced with non-weapons-capable reactor technology. And then, of course, we also understand, and Pat Buchanan and David Stockman both verified this, that this inspection regimen that Iran has agreed to is absolutely foolproof and draconian, and that is shared. That opinion is shared, of course, by the people that put together the national intelligence estimates. So if Mr. Trump pulls out of this thing, he's making a big mistake. He's betraying Iran. He's betraying our P5+1 allies. He is betraying good common sense, because this agreement is in everyone's interests. It's totally verifiable. And last but not least, if Mr. Trump reneges on this deal, it will be further evidence that his foreign policy, like that of several of his predecessors, is being controlled by the Israeli lobby and the Zionist government of Israel at the expense of what is truly in the American interest. Israel clearly is trying to subvert this treaty. The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee is trying to subvert American continuance with this treaty. And last but not least, it should not go unnoticed that Israel's nuclear program has it under no inspection regimen whatsoever. And Israel, unlike Iran, is not a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. So keeping all of that in mind, I think that Senator Corker is correct, Congressman Royce is correct, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is correct, Pat Buchanan and David Stockman are correct, that this agreement is a good one, and the United States needs to continue with it.